What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I am your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
And this is Motivation Monday. If you're new around here, this is the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast, and we're here to help you live a more fulfilled, healthy, and happy life through fitness and nutrition tips, and just in general, anything we can do to support you in that. We've got some really fun questions today, and I also want to start this episode off with a happy birthday to Kyle. It was Kyle's 29th birthday on Friday, so happy birthday to Kyle. Definitely absolutely awesome to see another year go by, to know he's making progress, to know he's moving more towards his goals, and I think it's only fair to give him the honors of saying his quote first.
Yeah, honestly, like I swear, obviously a new year is a time where everyone reflects, but I feel like a birthday also, as I'm getting closer to that 30 mark, you just sit down with a pen and paper. Where am I at? How's everything going? What do I want to change? What do I want to improve? So it's an amazing time of just like reflection as well as, of course, celebration. But yeah, thank you to everyone who said it on Friday on Instagram. And my quote for this week is, I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror for a reason. What's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. So this was from Jelly Roll, and basically it was from when he accepted his country award, musician of the year, whatever they call it. And I thought it was so inspiring. Like, they had so much amazing music, effects, all that stuff when I came across it. And the main point here is just that the future ahead of us is what we should be focused on. I know we talk about it a lot, but the way that this was put really just got me thinking about how important it is to pay attention to, you know, the front mirror, you know, instead of the rear view, right? And it's like that for a reason, because there's so many amazing things that we can accomplish going forward. But I think a lot of times people are affected just from paying attention to what's happened in the past. And, you know, not even just about traumas or different past experiences or all these different things. I think, like, especially when it comes to the fitness journey, some people are afraid to take that next step because they've failed a diet so many times. And we can relate this to so many things. It could be relationships. It could be some social encounters, maybe some family things. Of course, relating it to fitness, I think that's a big factor. Even sometimes when someone's gotten injured, they may be afraid to do a certain exercise or get back into the gym. So however you look at this quote, really just pay attention on all the amazing stuff that can be done moving forward. And when you pay attention to that, I feel like you're on a much better trajectory versus just paying attention to maybe the failures in the past, the mistakes, issues that have taken place, because we've all experienced it. We've all had those downtimes, those, you know, those bad moments. And I think if we just pay attention to that, we're not going to be able to make progression moving forward. So that is my quote that I took from Jelly Roll on this amazing Monday.
Yeah, I love that concept. We've spoken before about just continuing forward. And I really, really try to avoid looking in the past and dwelling on what has been done, because it's so outside of our scope to change, and it can suck. It can be horrible. It can be hard. It can be hard to face. But when you move forward, that is what you can have control to actually take action on, to actually create change. And when you get stuck in the past and you're tethered down by something that's happened or just a previous mindset, you're really just limiting yourself by that. So don't be chained by what happened, your excuses, whatever it may be. And I think that's a killer quote. And that was a really hype speech. I love, like, all the random hype motivational videos. You know, I'm always into them, and I'm always happy to share that as well. But we'll go into my quote. It's an awesome quote, in my opinion. So it is, throw out your conceited opinions, for it is impossible for a person to begin to learn what he thinks he already knows. That is from Epictetus. So I love this quote, because in general, it's so easy to say, this is how I know to do something. This is what my gym teacher told me about losing weight. You absolutely can't have carbs. You need to use a BOSU ball, and you need to eat carrots for all three meals. And that's the secret. And we'll internalize these things, because at that time, maybe that was an authority, you, maybe a friend, maybe someone too, like, correlation is not causation. Maybe you know someone who looks phenomenal who tells you something, and even though it's nonsense, they look incredible because of other reasons, genetics, steroids, whatever it may be. And it can be hard to disassociate that. And I think one of the best things you can do for your fitness journey, even with what me and Kyle tell you, is, like, confirm things, look them up, cross-check them, cross-examine, compare them to studies, compare them to what you ask other people. When I started my fitness journey, I had a lot of preconceived notions about what to do, and I took those on the microscope. I said, let's see if this is the real deal. I spoke to a ton of people and got different opinions. I'd look to different experts. I'd look to every possible source I could. But if you truly want to see result and change in your fitness, you can't be so set in one way of thinking and refuse to break from it. And I personally think this is where most people fail, because they'll be so set in one framework of thinking that they won't break through to the version of thinking that will actually get them the results they deserve. And an example of this that me and Kyle have been talking about lately, and I know we mentioned this last week, but it's the concept of needing to eat healthy. Like, if you eat a healthy meal, you're going to lose weight. Like, if you're so fixated on that, you're not fixated on learning macros and your protein and actually intake, outtake, like, that is going to be the mover. That is what is the most important. And that's where energy should spend. So sometimes you got to challenge your beliefs. Even I love how studies will be updated. I'll see a study and I'll feel a certain way towards it, and I'll have a different experience personally. And that's where you can still make your own decisions. But I find it is always good to not be so set in your ways and to only think your way is the only right way to do it. I love having discussions with people. I love having healthy debates and really understanding what is true, what isn't. And once again, there's oftentimes multiple ways to get to a solution. But like I said, by breaking a lot of these notions and thinking, oh, you can't have carbs, that's how you gain weight, like, when you get so fixated on them, especially if they're not working, that is where you are chaining yourself down. So it's really important you continue that curiosity, you look at things through a fresh lens, and doing that alone, you'll see so many more results.
I really like that, because it got me thinking about, and this is going to bring us into our thoughts of a conversation we had with a gentleman in the sauna at our gym. And he's 58 years old, shredded abs, jacked. He's actually working out with his son now, who's 18 years old. He's a retired high school teacher. And it was a really great conversation, and something Josh and myself have been just really spending time doing is just like learning more about people. I know last week I was saying, just asking questions about real estate, learning different things, but even for fitness, it's honestly amazing when you just kind of close your mouth for a second and just let someone talk, and even just asking, because obviously people know what we do for a living. A lot of them start following us, they ask us questions and all that stuff. But even for us to ask someone, hey, what's been working for you? Like, how you've been crushing it this much? Like, what's your secret and all that stuff? And you can learn something different from each person. So this guy, I mean, he shows up at the same time, he's getting his family involved. Like, he had a lot of cool things to say. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle. And similar to Josh's quote, some people ask us a question and they don't really want to actually hear the answer. Like, they have something already said that, or in their mind that they want to say and try to prove their point, which is, totally, totally fine. But at the same time, I think one of the greatest ways to learn, to grow, to, experience just different knowledge is to, close your mouth, to listen, to, hear someone out. And I feel like it is very rare these days. But if you are someone who's also wanting to learn fitness wise and, just really anything in life, I think it's so important to just pay attention to this simple step, which I know is easier said than done. But what they say you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. And I think it's also important, because I've been learning a lot, and I've been guilty of that person who would kind of go in and be like, oh, I know everything about cars, let me talk about it. And then you listen to someone else talking who actually knows like way, way more. And I guess it kind of brings me into the thought of, just hiring out. Like, there's so many things in my life that I feel like I would try to figure out. I would spend so much time, even just doing, I guess, around the house, I'm getting some renovations, and I've just take the guesswork out of the process. Like, I don't want to think about it. I want to pay attention to what's most important. And I also talk to a lot of people who spend so much time trying to figure out fitness wise when, like, we can take care of you. Obviously, that brings us into our amazing promotion, Fat Loss, which you can absolutely send us a message on Instagram with the keyword Fat Loss and we'll take care of you. But we don't want you to have to spend 10 hours a week trying to figure out the right exercises, the right movements, the nutrition protocols, when we could tell you exactly what to do and follow it. So just a random side thought there. I've had to put my ego aside for some things, and it always pays off. And that's a random thought that I have today.
Yeah. And even for me, I just really was thinking of, like, what is the cost of inaction costing a lot of people? I've had people come to my program, so I thought about it for years and I just didn't know. I didn't know if I was someone who was like needed a coach because I'm just someone who's getting started, or I don't know if I'm able to, or I was scared I'd fail. And it's like, when they came in, they saw crazy results. Like, I wish I did this way sooner. And even I just wanted to challenge you with, like, what is not making change in your life costing you? I heard this in an audiobook and I thought this was incredible. Like, you have one body to lug around for your entire life. You can take care of it, invest in it, and stop putting other quick fixes first. I even heard another quote saying that the most valuable piece of real estate you have is not one you can put a key in. It's your body. You can't quick sell it. You can't do all these things. All you can do is work on it and maximize what you have with it. And I just thought that was so powerful. And even if you think of this in action, all the different money you're spending on things that aren't working, trying to get one-stop healthy meals, trying to buy supplements that aren't doing anything, you're going to be losing more money than actually getting to the root of the problem. And that's what we aim to do with our coaching program. And I really wanted to challenge you with this today because we're so passionate about it. We fully guarantee our results when you come to the program. If you put in the work and you're someone who's willing to get it done, we assure you and guarantee you we will get that done for you as well. We're not going to be able there to do everything for you, but we will make it as easy as physically possible, give you all the instructions, make it as clear as possible. And I want to leave you with a quote about this. If you want it bad enough, you'll find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you'll find an excuse. So if you're making an excuse about why you're not starting up now, you might have to question that. Because if you truly want change, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to jump in it and you're going to have to make that commitment. And like I said, me and Kyle will take great care of you. And then your next step now, because you do want it bad enough, you're not going to find that excuse. Message us on Instagram with the keyword fat loss to at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. Now let's get you in the best shape of your life for summer. And let's transition right into a client who has been absolutely crushing it. Who is it and what can we learn from them?
So this week we have Carrie and she is 40 pounds down and we're honestly just so excited. We love these transformations. Once again, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening, whatever it is, every Monday we do post in the afternoon their transformation, what they have to say about the program and some tips as well as an amazing caption. So always check that out. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see the transformation and some tips as well. But the best part about Carrie is she's a busy mom. She travels a lot. She eats out for work and she still finds a way to hit her goals despite those challenges. So right there, I mean, there's probably 7 different excuses she could have had. Hey, I'm a busy mother. Hey, I'm busy with work. Hey, I have, you know, I travel and I have to eat out so I can't make it work. Like she, no excuses. She found a way and she's reaping those benefits. I mean, she's 40 pounds down and even just, I love like looking back on someone's journey, even for her, she's a runner. She's started to enjoy strength training more. So like she's doing all the right stuff and just feeling her absolute best. And she's always continuing to push herself, investing into different heavier dumbbells, you know, for her house, to make sure she's getting stronger. And she's still wanting to beat her marathon PR, personal record, from this year. So huge shout out to Carrie. I mean, once again, I just want to spend some time on this one because every single person who comes in here, I'm just so proud. And once again, you can always learn a lot from them. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see some of her top tips. But the main thing that it always comes back to is someone that is looking for reasons to do it, not to do it, essentially, right? Some people will find reasons to say, oh, yo, I'm too busy, this and that. So I don't want to spend too much time on that, but I do see that that is usually the biggest limiting factor. Even from people I talk to, you know, they'll sometimes say, oh, well, you know, in 2 weeks, maybe I'm thinking that would probably be a good time. And then something else comes up, right? So this is tough love. It's just whatever it is, even with summer coming up, we're, I guess, like, under 2 months away. I don't exactly know the exact date, but if you want to get the results, you have to start now. You have to start pushing yourself. You need that accountability. Carrie's done it and she's going to continue to succeed and we are so proud of her.
Yeah, shout out Carrie. That is absolutely fantastic. And this will be you. Take that action, see that change. Let us take care of you. We're so confident in it and we look forward to making that happen. We also have 7 available spots for this. So this is a great opportunity to get started. As long as you're ready to put in the work, we will do the rest, like I said. And once again, it might even be less work than you're used to doing when you're doing the right work. You'll be saving money, not on these quick fixes anyways. This is money you're already wasting on other things. You may as well apply it to what actually is going to move. So once again, we look forward to helping with that. And now we're going to jump right into our mailbag. And I'm really excited for this first question. This has been a while since we've talked about it. So first question is, I remember way back in an earlier episode, you guys talked about minimalism. Is that something you still follow? And how do you battle hyper-consumerism in your lives? So what minimalism is, essentially a long time ago, we watched a documentary on minimalism. And it was the concept of not needing more and more stuff and analyzing your possessions and what you like. And for whatever reason, this really stuck with me. And it's been, I think, one of the best changes in my life because I've really analyzed, like, do I need to have 80 t-shirts? Like, not really. Do I need to have three of the same item. And instead, it's helped me pivot to getting better quality things that I really love and really taking account of what I have, donating what I don't need, and not just buying things for the sake of buying things and trying to get that rush of just like, I need to buy things. So it saved me a lot of money. It's helped me improve the quality of my items. And it is something I actively still do. I don't have like an insanely sparse amount of items or anything like that. I'm sure relative to some, maybe I have less, maybe I have more. But I think if you go into minimalism of like a battle of like, I can have the least, I'm living with one spoon, one fork and one bowl, and that's all I need. I drink my coffee out of this bowl. Like, you're not, it's, there's no nobility in that. Like, you got to do what's best for you. And it could be like, oh my gosh, I have a collection of 100 mugs. I'm going to sort that down to 20 because I love my mugs. That's fine. It should be things you love, you care to have. And even for me, I see it as when you have a lot of things and you're looking at it and you're like, oh, I should wear that sweater. I paid a lot of money for it. I should wear it one time. And you're doing that for years and years and you haven't worn it for years. That's mental stress each and every day. And like, to me, I'd rather even selling things, like you put it on marketplace, you'd be surprised. You can make 10, 20, 30 bucks here and someone will love that item that you don't like anymore. And yes, maybe you did lose some money for it, but it frees you. And even like if you're going into your clothing, and all your items are your favorite items, it's such a fantastic thing. And even spending a bit more money to be like, I want these shoes because I love them. I love this brand, so I'm going to get this. Like the other day, I spent like 150 bucks, I think, on six pairs of socks or seven pairs of socks. But they're my favorite type of socks. Like they're absolutely phenomenal. When I put them on, they make me happy. And instead of buying dozens and dozens of packs of ankle socks in the past like I have, this will actually net out to be more cheaper. So that's a quick little prelude on what it is, what it means to me, and even just my attitude towards it. And I want to share even a few habits and tools and tricks I use that I really like. So first off, if you're like, okay, this is firing me up, it's spring cleaning, time to take action. One of the things I did early on that was really fun was a challenge, and it was really cool. I did it with Kyle, which was awesome. I did it with my wife, Olivia. We were all in a group chat, and we all had to play this challenge. So essentially what it was, on the first day, you got to get rid of one item only. Could be anything. It could be a pen. It could be whatever. So you get rid of one item. On the second day, two items, and you'd go up to 30 days, and it'd get pretty sweet because you consider 20th day is 20 things, 21st day is another 21 things. And it's a really amazing way to clear things out, and I really love it. And one thing you can do on top of this, because I know some people have a really hard time letting go, another great trick I've loved is I'll get rid of something temporarily. So I'll actually put it in a bag. I'll put that bag somewhere where I know where it is. And if in 6 months, I'll set a reminder on my phone, if I don't use it, I don't think about it, I don't need it, I can feel very comfortable getting rid of it. And that to me makes it a lot better, because sometimes it's hard. You're like, oh, I like this shirt, but I'm not sure. And then after the 6 months, you're like, okay, I haven't thought about it once. I like that it's not in the way. So the challenge is a great way to get started, something I recommend. I also love the 20-minute or $20 rule. If it's something you could replace or get in 20 minutes or for less than $20 and you're unsure about it, there's weird examples. I don't know. Like maybe you have a custom ham slicer that you use one time for a ham party you had, and you're like, I don't need ham anymore. Stuff like that, where it's like, okay, I don't need this. I could sell it. I can get out of my house. I can clear up space. And like a clear space around you to me is like a lot of mental clarity and something I've really enjoyed. So that's another fantastic rule. I love the concept of one in, one out. And this is something I do with my clothing. So if I get a new sweater, if I want a sweater bad enough, I have to get rid of a sweater I currently have, which is a good challenge to me, because I just, in the past, I've had like 30 sweaters, ridiculous, unnecessary. And I've enjoyed this too, because like when I get something new, I need to really want it. And it stops me from buying a lot of garbage. Another rule on top of this that I love is a 9 out of 10 rule. If you're buying something, it needs to be at least a 9 out of 10. We've been there. We've been traveling to Missouri or something, you go in the shop and you're like, this is so cute, I visited a gas station in Missouri, t-shirt or something, and you're like, I should buy this. And then you buy it, you never wear it in your life, you wasted the money, you're like, why did I buy this stupid thing? So if it's not a 9 out of 10, if it's not like a heck yes, it should be a no, in my opinion. And when you do this, all your clothes are your favorite clothes, they're all things you love, you enjoy, all your items are your favorite things, and it allows you to spend more money on really high quality goods. So I find that is a fantastic rule as well. I mentioned the donation and selling things. And then the other one that is just always a great practice is just taking one day to make buying decisions, because it's really easy to be enthusiastic in that moment. But when you're actually taking time to be really critical and think through what you want. And once again, too, if you struggle with just buying things to make you happy, like analyzing why you're doing things and the route you want. If you're always buying new clothes because you want to look good, you want to feel confident, the deeper root of that is having a body you're proud of. If you're buck naked, if you're wearing an old ratty t-shirt, whatever it may be, and actually working to improve that, to improve how you feel mentally about yourself, to not need to try to put a patch on it by needing to buy things. Like, analyzing these things is important. And that is where, like I said, you implement these, you will save more money than we charge for our coaching. You'll see change, you'll get to the root of the problem. And by implementing these now and keeping them in your mind, you, your family, it'll just help you manage this a lot more. And honestly too, going through this 30-day challenge, making a point to put things on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, Craigslist, Kijiji, whatever you use, you'd be surprised. I had one of my clients do this and he was on a tear. He's like, man, I made like $2,000 in the last 2 months doing this, just clearing out my garage. I have space. I could build a gym in there now. So this was a fun one. I was pumped to talk about, and I'll pass it over to Kyle.
You know, what's cool is, like, even over the years of myself doing these little spring cleanings, getting rid of stuff and managing all that stuff, like, I've definitely paid attention to how it's made me feel. And overall, you know, sometimes people say, hey, I'm so stressed, and they don't really realize that obviously there may be a lot of other things going on, but some of it can be attributed to the space and just all the stuff that you see and, you know, tripping over different things. Like, I've been guilty of this even back when I used to live at home. I remember to meet up with Josh, like, before, I wouldn't even have proper time to get ready. This was many, many years ago, but because I had so much stuff everywhere, and once I started getting rid of things that I just didn't need, I just felt my clarity, my mental health, like my overall just attentiveness, just every part of life starts to kind of change. And once again, some people may not be able to relate to it, but I do believe that, you know, a clear space is, you know, leads to a clear mind, and clear mind just leads to overall happiness. And I think that's a really great way to put it. Even myself the other day, when I heard Josh talking about the one in and one out rule, it reminded me of all this stuff where basically he was saying, you know, once again, if I want a piece of clothing, it's gotta, you know, I've gotta be willing to accept this in, you know, he got a free shirt. And I thought it was an interesting concept because, you know, I've got to be willing to, because we all have accepted, like, I used to have, I just realized I checked my closet when I got rid of stuff. I'm like, man, I did a, what did I do? A Tough Mudder. I did a, some sort of Sporting Life race, like, recently. I'm like, I have all these things that I just don't, like, someone would appreciate more than me and I just will never wear. And I thought it was cool because I was just like, man, I just don't even wear these. So anyways, that got me thinking, and I got rid of like 30-ish pieces of clothing that have been in my, you know, just house for many years. And it just felt so good, you know, giving it to the thrift store. And basically even myself, I'm like, man, I always wear the same stuff. I'm like, I wear Colossus Fitness many times a week. You're always watching me wear that, you know, nice black t-shirts from Target. Like, I like simple stuff, you know, obviously, yeah, just for the day to day. Right. And, anyways, got me thinking. I did that. I felt great. Space is clear, you know, decision wise in the morning, I'm like, okay, just choose this. Like, I don't really have to think about it. And then the last thing I want to say on this topic is I shared with one of my clients recently, cause he asked me my top 20 personal growth books. And I did share the, book, Digital Minimalism. So while we're on this topic, I think it's a great book if you're looking to, you know, also just clear your head and clear your space with, like, all these social media and everything else that's in front of us. And it reminds me that I actually want to give that a listen again. It's been a few years since I've listened to it. So it's just about, you know, a way to engage with consumer technology that that prioritizes being focused and the intentional use of technology. So, random thought there, that's something that can help aside from, like, getting rid of clothes and items that you don't use. I think that's a great way to focus on minimalism as well.
Incredibly well said. And there's another book I like, Kyle put in the bio there. It's called Goodbye Things. It's a Japanese book. I thought it was really chill, a quick watch as well. And if you're feeling a call, I definitely recommend trying it. We've all been there. We've cleaned out things. We've thrown out stuff. We're like, oh, it feels so good. Like, in a way, it's weird how it's freeing. And even one of my cousins, I wasn't there for a discussion, but he was talking to my wife at the time, and he does, like, all this work with, like, Doctors Without Borders and stuff. And at one point, he had no house. He stored a lot of his stuff at his brother's home that ended up burned down. So all he had was a suitcase with all his clothes. And I think his suitcase got stolen or something, so he owned nothing. But it was funny because even he was saying he kind of liked it. He felt really free that he had no belongings so much. Like, he's obviously doing fine, but it's cool to see kind of even that secretly, like, when people lose their luggage, be like, oh, I actually don't care about those clothes. I'm excited to start fresh, and, like, not attaching your whole worth to your items. So, fun little side rant. I mean, this is fit, healthy, and happy. So we even want to bring in some more energy and steam. And like we said, we've been really trying to make this podcast as beneficial as possible. And I'm excited to talk more about habit, just habits that have really changed a lot for us, mindsets, challenges, things like that. So I'm really excited to continue on there. So the next question is, what are your thoughts on getting meal prep delivery? I don't have a lot of time and I want to be healthy and I want to lose weight. Is this the best option?
So yeah, it's a really good question. And like, first off, I just have to say that I think they are definitely beneficial. I've done it for a certain amount of time. And I mean, it was very helpful. I didn't really have to think about much, kind of on the concept of having, I guess, like just less decision making. It is nice that it's just there and you know your macros, you've inputted it, someone's done all the work, and I think they can definitely be great. The one thing I will say is I feel like most people have to go through a couple different companies to see what they actually like. And I was actually talking to my girlfriend about this this morning, and I was even saying, like, back when we used to use a company, it was just like, it got like so bland and boring. I just remember like you'd get like a couple little steams of broccoli and then like a couple noodles and then maybe like the smallest chicken breast, and you're paying like $15 or whatever, versus the place that we go to for lunch right now is in that same range, a little bit more, but you just get so much more stuff. And yes, it takes a couple extra minutes, and it is actually very close to our gym, so it works out, and it's all great and stuff. So the reason I bring this up is because I do find that you do have to kind of try out some different places, see what you like, see what's more convenient. And of course, I would always recommend doing your own if possible. But in this case, it seems like, you know, there are quite a few people who just don't want to take that time. And, you know, that's understandable. And it just maybe doesn't work for you. So I do think they can be fantastic. Once again, they tell you your macros, they tell you your protein, they can definitely be on the pricier side. But what I will say is, when I usually do compare it to other things, and sometimes I think this is something that can help, is first off, I would compare it to an unhealthy meal. Nothing compares to an unhealthy meal. Yes, you can get Burger King, you know, Whopper, whatever it is. Maybe it's more expensive. You can get something for $6, $7. Like, if you really looked for it, that's just super unhealthy. That doesn't even compare. You know, yes, it might be 2 or 3 times cheaper, but what it does for your health, the way it makes you feel, the way it messes up everything going on, like the odd time, it's not going to kill you, but to make it consistent, it's just not worth it at all. But then I also compare things to stuff like DoorDash and Uber Eats and going out to an actual restaurant and whatnot. And for the most part, you're always going to be paying a hefty fee and stuff. So I know sometimes people will look at a meal prep meal and be like, what, $13 for this? Like, that's crazy. So when you mentally compare it to the things that could also be taking place, nothing will beat groceries. Nothing will beat your time and effort in bulk buying and stuff. But when you're comparing it to the other possibilities, it does make sense and it could be worth it for sure.
Yeah, Kyle crushed that one. The answer is always is it depends. I think it's a quick fix for a long-term problem. Like I said, you're much better learning macros and different foods, and it's awesome to follow meal plans, meal guides when they're in front of you. But the second you deviate from it, it spoils in your fridge, you forget about it, you run out, you have to eat out, you're like fish out of water, and it can be really tough to actually know how to make those educated decisions. So I think it can be a tool in a greater change of mindset of really understanding your macros, your protein. And then if you want to use them and have the convenience and find different places that work well for you, and it just is easier for lunch than other alternatives, you could always try meal prepping yourself. For me, like, I like eating out, and I have my go-to places I'll eat out for lunches as a convenience factor, eat my breakfast and dinner at home. And once again, giving yourself options is always a good thing, but I think there's too much of an issue of, I want to be fit, so I'm going to pay a ton of money for meal preps, do it for a couple of weeks, feel good, but then you just end up filling calories with other stuff as well. You're not really being aware of your total macros, your protein intake, so it does become that band-aid fix that isn't going to get you where you need to go. Then again, some people will just keep buying them, adhere to them, they don't care what they eat, they don't deviate from it, and I do think that's rare, but like I said, I think there's a better use of your time really getting to those core issues and learning. And that's what we really push in our coaching program, is that you're able to eat all your favorite foods, still have your social life, and not do anything that is a short-term fix, but instead know how to navigate it for the rest of your life. Because if you go on a trip next week, your meal prep place isn't there. Are you still going to be able to succeed? Are you going to be able to navigate that? Are you going to have someone on your side to hold you accountable through that time? Like, that is the difference maker there. Alrighty, for our third question we have, I was wondering any tips you have on navigating eating out and how to approach it. There's a local burrito place I like visiting, but I'm scared it's ruining my results and not helping me lose weight. Please help.
Yeah, an amazing question. And I'm glad that this kind of relates to what Josh was just saying there. And Yeah, we're so passionate on this one because, as you've heard, like, our biggest thing is helping someone lose weight and keep it off while having a social life. And we have all these different conversations, once again, as going back to just learning more about other people and learning what they're struggling with and how we can help and whatnot. And I find that there's so many people with the limitations and the belief that they can't enjoy anything out. But then, of course, it's understandably so, because there are so many bad decisions out there. Like, everywhere you look, it's something that is more than likely not going to help you on your fitness journey. Now, the first thing I want to say before giving any tips at all is there are incredible places out there. You just have to find them. And even when you go to that place, you then also have to make the right decision. So that's where it does get challenging. That's why I do think that, you know, doing your own stuff for the most part will always help you. Even the meal prep stuff can be a little bit better, because if you go to a place, like, most people aren't going to be inclined to make the best decision when you are standing there and they say, do you want garlic sauce? Do you want tahini sauce? Do you want this? Do you want burrito sauce? It's going to be a lot harder. Your willpower is going to be, it might be more challenging to say no. But the point is that I'm trying to get across is you have to find the right place. So for us, when we say we're eating fast food, we're going out, it's always going to be something that we can control, right? We tell them exactly what we're going to be having. You know, we pick all the ingredients. We can log it quite easily, which, because we've been doing it for so many years, we've built up an amazing skill base to be able to eyeball things and to look and see how many, you know, the lady who scoops our food at this local healthy place, we can see exactly the measuring cup she's using. We can see when she, you know, overflows it, when she gives an extra little bit, and we can control everything. We get the low calorie sriracha sauce, we get double chicken, and we make it work. And that's where so many people struggle, is they would see, oh, they've got a bowl, oh, they're going out, let me try that. And then they would go to a local spot, and then their calories would be double the amount, and it would have way more sauce and way more just things that aren't actually going to be beneficial. So my biggest tip is look for that place. I know there's a lot of hidden gems in your local area. You just might have to go out of your way. And even for us on our road trips, no matter what, we'd always go that extra few minutes just to find that spot. Even if McDonald's is that much closer, I refuse to get that. And that's going to be my biggest and most important tip. So finding that spot. And number two is just making the right decisions when you're there. So on the analogy of burrito bowls, when it comes down to logging, when it comes down to making the right choices, you're just going to have to log each ingredient. If you just search and you type in and say chicken burrito bowl, and then you get everything on it, and then on MyFitnessPal it says 700 calories, but yours is 1300 or 1400, which is very, very possible, you're going to be highly misguided and it's going to be hard to stay on track. So I would make sure I'm making the right decisions there. I'm adding the stuff that makes the most sense, that's helping me out. And while I'm on this topic, because sometimes it can be a bit harder to explain, we do have a fast food survival guide. It's 18 pages long. It's all the stuff that we would recommend. There's 12 different tips while you're eating out. There's different tips to help you navigate at a restaurant, all that great stuff. So just make sure to, you know what, click the link down below. It'll be the second link, just showing you, you know, how to eat while you're navigating going out and all that great stuff. And we'll take care of you with that. So you can see all the photos, all the tips, all the serving sizes and all that great stuff.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for spending the last 30 or so minutes with us. I know there's a lot of value in here. Now it's just up to you to implement that in your life. See the change. Keep taking those steps forward, really looking through the front windshield, not the rearview mirror, and really just focusing on what is important. We will be back Thursday with another incredible episode. Like I said, if you want it bad enough, you will find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you'll find an excuse. So let's make this happen. Let's work one-on-one. DM me on Instagram with the keyword fat loss. I got 7 spots. I know you're perfect for it. So I can't wait to jump in and get you the results you deserve. Instagram, once again, is @ColossusFit, ColossusFit. We'll see you over there. Peace out.